Welcome to this special 9/11 edition of Brighton Broadcast News. I'm Mike Adams, of course. Thank you for joining me. Monday, September 11th, 2023. It's 22 years since the United States deep state under Bush, including the CIA, arranged for the 9/11 attacks to take place, planted explosive demolition charges in multiple buildings, especially Building 7, and then arranged for Middle Eastern, quote, pilots to be on board while planes were controlled to fly into the Twin Towers. And then, of course, Building 7, the third building, was not hit by airplanes, but was demolished on purpose in order to destroy evidence of financial crimes that had been carried out by the CIA under, of course, George W. Bush and others. The important thing is that 9/11 was one of the most horrific acts of government-sponsored terrorism against the American people, where their own government was complicit with the terrorists. 9/11 was engineered by the CIA and the Bush administration, and it was allowed to happen. And it was done in order to justify a massive expansion of the government tyrannical surveillance complex, you could say, that initially was used to target people of Middle Eastern descent, but now, of course, has been unleashed in full force against the American people. So 9/11 was a false flag operation run by the United States government and the three-letter agencies in order to mass murder thousands of Americans with the stated goal of expanding the deep state surveillance system so that the government could spy on the American people. And now here we are 22 years later, where the federal government, of course, orders the censorship of individual Americans via big tech and other proxy nonprofit groups or corporations. And so it's a blatant violation of the First Amendment, obviously, and it's also a blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment, all this illegal spying on the American people. But it was all set up by having a series of emergencies, 9/11 being one of them, but of course not the only one. The point is that the American empire under this current occupying illegitimate government that, of course, rigged the election in 2020 and also rigged other elections, such as a couple of midterms recently. Well, this government is waging war on the world. It's waging war against Russia via the proxy nation of Ukraine. It's also waging war against China via the proxy nation of Taiwan. And this empire has waged war against Iraq, against Vietnam, against Libya, against many other nations, a long list of nations, too many to name, and recognize that the United States government and its military also destroyed the Nord Stream pipelines, which, of course, thrust Germany and much of Western Europe into economic ruin, by the way. And the U.S. thinks nothing of that, you know, anything to harm Russia's exports, whatever it takes. And then now we have breaking news over the weekend that is just the latest data point in all of this. I'm going to share this with you. You're just going to be astonished. The Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, has now banned Big Berkey water filters from being sold in the United States. And they are claiming that Big Berkey water filters are pesticides. And for this reason, they are banning them. Now, this is absolutely astonishing, especially given that we have this massive approaching potential superstorm hurricane, Hurricane Lee, and some other hurricanes threatening the East Coast, where you could easily have failures of municipal water systems and where people would need emergency water filtration and where filters like the Big Berkey, which we have extensively tested in our lab, by the way, could be incredibly valuable for saving lives and reducing the spread of waterborne diseases, for example. But the EPA is banning Big Berkey, and here's their twisted logic. And by the way, I saw an interview with the CEO of Big Berkey over the weekend. We've also reached out to the CEO to invite him for an interview with myself to help get to the bottom of this. But the EPA says that because Big Berkey water filters use silver as part of the filtration media in order to protect the media itself, you know, to prevent bacteria or mold or whatever from growing inside the filtration media. Silver has, you know, natural properties that help prohibit that. So there's silver impregnated in the media, which I think is awesome because I understand the full power of silver. But because there's silver in the filtration media, this silver also kills pathogens. Pathogens such as, you know, certain bacteria and so on, and it can denature certain viruses that might pass through. And because it can kill pathogens, the EPA says, well, pathogens are pests, and therefore this is a pesticide. Therefore, Berkey water filters are pesticides, not water filters. I mean, I know it's insane, twisted logic. It doesn't make any sense because you know what a pesticide is, like organophosphate chemicals sprayed on crops, right? Or you know what a herbicide is, like atrazine or glyphosate. And there are all kinds of pesticides out there, but water filters are not pesticides, by the way. This designation by the EPA is truly insane, but there's an intention behind all of this. It's just, understand that because these water filters can trap or filter out pathogens, the EPA says they're pesticides. Wow. Interestingly, the EPA has not said this about any other brand of water filter. It's just, they're just targeting Big Berkey, as Big Berkey happens to be very popular among conservatives and patriots and Christians and so on. Alternative media is funded in part by Big Berkey. In fact, I should disclose that even our own store had sold Big Berkey water filters, or we had received affiliate commissions from the sales of Big Berkey water filters. And some other water filters as well. But we have extensively tested various water filters, as you probably know if you've watched my channel for very long. Over the years, we tested Big Berkey and other filters, including the Aqua Pail, and, oh, I don't know, I forgot all the names of all the filters, but we tested like 20-plus filters. I did one in the last few months, testing the removal of cesium-137, a radioisotope, and we simulated that by using cesium-133, by the way. And we were testing the cesium removal of these water filters using our ICP-MS mass spectrometry laboratory equipment, which is very precise, in our ISO-accredited laboratory, by the way, where we are, you know, internationally accredited and recognized as an elemental analysis laboratory using state-of-the-art mass spec instrumentation. And we passed, you know, we pass all the tests, the proficiency testing, and the lab audits and everything. So we made up a concoction of cesium atoms in water, in solution, and we ran that through all the different water filters, and we found that, I believe there were three filters that had near 100% removal. And I'm just going off memory, but I think Big Berkey removed 99.98% of the cesium. I'd have to double check that, but I'm pretty sure that's it. And Big Berkey was among, again, the top three. I do recall that one of the top three was the Aqua Pail, which I'll talk about here in a second, and the other one was called Zero Water, which is a more consumer-grade kind of, it's a more affordable consumer-grade water filter that where the filtration media are not that large. So the zero water filtration system is highly, highly effective at removing toxic elements from the water, including lead, by the way. But it doesn't last as long because the actual mass of the filtration media is much smaller. So the Big Berkey and the Aqua Pail and some other filters actually have, you know, larger media, so they will tend to last longer. Anyway, my point is, I'm not here to promote any specific brand. I'm here to state that we tested Big Berkey for lead removal, glyphosate removal, and also cesium removal. And we tested a couple dozen other brands. And we publicly published those results through various articles and videos on naturalnews.com and also brighteon.com. And Big Berkey consistently was either at the very top or tied for the very top or, you know, in the top three. Don't you suppose that the EPA is selectively banning Big Berkey solely because it is arguably the most effective water filtration system out there? Especially at a time when our government, which, remember, carried out 9/11, this same government, which has only gotten worse since then, by the way, is unleashing, quote, disasters on American civilians. Just ask the families who survived the Lahaina fires in Maui. The families whose children weren't burned alive. Oh, and by the way, the authorities there in Maui still refuse to release the total number of children killed. They refuse because the number is so high, they're going to try to bury it for as long as possible. Massive cover-up. Government collusion, complicity, complacency, all of that rolled into one. They carry that out. And, you know, you need water filters following a disaster, following a hurricane, following a superstorm, following an earthquake. Anytime that the municipal water system fails, you need water filters. Water filters save lives. And the EPA attacks the most effective off-grid water filter that we've ever found. It's a gravity filter. It doesn't need electricity. It doesn't use electricity. There's no pumps. Anybody can use it in any environment, in a third world country, even, which would describe, I think, many cities in America today. But the Big Berkey works even when the power grid is down. And isn't it interesting that they're banning it right now at the as these false flag operations attacking the American people are accelerating? Because our government is a terrorist organization that is waging war against the American people. And that has become abundantly clear to anyone paying attention. Now, there's more to this story that's astonishing. And remember our Labor Day sale that we had at healthrangerstore.com? Now, during that sale, for a period of time, we were selling as an affiliate the AquaPail water filter. And the reason I like the AquaPail, even though I'm a huge fan of Big Berkey and I own several of them, but I'm a fan of AquaPail as a more rugged, like go bag type of water filter, because it's not made of stainless steel. It's made of a high density polyethylene plastic. And so it can handle a lot more bouncing around. It can handle kind of rough handling. And so the AquaPail, which is about the same size as a Big Berkey, is great to throw into a vehicle or into the trunk of a car or a truck or whatever, and to have as part of your go or your bug out equipment. And it can handle, again, a lot more rough abuse. And the AquaPail also did, I think, 100% lead removal. I think 100% glyphosate removal. I'd have to go back and check. And I think close to 100% cesium removal. So it's another really great filter. Well, we were selling these filters during Labor Day, and then we received an urgent communication from the AquaPail manufacturer during the weekend promotion. And they said, you have to stop selling. You stop all sales of the AquaPail. And we said, why? What's going on? They said, well, we've just received a very large order of our entire inventory to send them to Lahaina in Maui, which I know most Americans pronounce it Lahaina, but I've talked about the pronunciation before. I've come to the conclusion that the locals pronounce it Lahaina, or I should say the Hawaiians pronounce it, the Polynesian ethnic groups pronounce it Lahaina. So that's why I'm doing that. Okay. Anyway, they got an order for their entire inventory gone, wiped out instantly. So we couldn't sell them anymore. And I don't know factually who placed that order, but I bet you it's a government agency and it could be FEMA. It's most likely FEMA or a FEMA contractor. And this should sound familiar to you because a little over a year ago, there were government contractors that were buying up all the night vision equipment, everything they could get their hands on, in order to deprive the American people of night vision supplies. Remember that? There was actually kind of a night vision drought for a while. Well, right now, some government agency, most likely, has wiped out the inventory of the AquaPail water filters while the EPA orders Big Berkey to cease all sales. So these are the top two water filter companies, at least according to our testing. And I think we do some of the best testing in the world on these. So these are two top brands that are now wiped out. And I don't know if you can even buy a Big Berkey anywhere right now. I guess I should check. I mean, maybe somebody's taking orders but not able to ship. Let me look on Amazon. Let's just see if you can buy them on Amazon. I don't know. Well, I'm looking on Amazon and various vendors say they're selling them. I don't know if they're just selling whatever remaining inventory they have or if they're unable to ship, or I don't know. Maybe the EPA order only affects the wholesale level to these vendors. But how about this? Let me play a couple of minutes for you from this, from Jim Shepherd, who's the owner of Berkey Water Filters, his interview with Emerald Robinson, because he's describing this in his own words, and it's absolutely shocking. I want you to know that I'm not making this up, that this is a real thing, that the EPA has targeted Big Berkey at the same time that AquaPail has been wiped out of supply, which is also the same time that more engineered disasters or geoengineering, for example, are being unleashed against the American people. It's like there's an actual conspiracy to make sure that the American people can't get water filters, or at least can't get them as easily as more disasters are being unleashed against us. But check out this segment of this video interview between Jim Shepherd and Emerald Robinson. Here we go.
So what's going on here, Jim? Why is the EPA suddenly coming after you and saying you have to, it should be considered part of pesticides instead of water filters?
Well, it's nice to talk with you, Emerald, and it's kind of an interesting story. I was talking with my EPA consultant last year in May, and he told me that the EPA was, because of COVID-19, they were considering reinterpreting their regulations and making water filters that are capable of removing virus pesticides. And so I asked him, I said, well, what kind of guidance are they giving us about it? You know, because we don't know what, what we need to do in a situation like this. And he goes, well, they're being very tight-lipped and they're giving absolutely no guidance. And then about the same time, we got confirmation from the EPA that we were an exempt device. And so we really didn't think too much about it. And then all of a sudden in December, the EPA started issuing stop sale orders to our dealers. And then they went to our manufacturers and vendors and started shutting them down. And so we're kind of in this crazy reinterpretation phase of the EPA where somehow, and this logic is so bent, I don't quite understand it, but because of the threat of COVID-19 being in the water, they want to make water filters that remove virus unavailable to the American people. And that's kind of where we stand.
Wow. Did you hear that? Can you believe this? Because Big Berkey water filters can remove, this is what Jim Shepherd, the founder, was just explaining. Because these filters can remove COVID from water, the EPA wants to ban their sale to make sure that people can't remove COVID from the water supply. I mean, this is insane. This is insane. But again, our government is at war against us. This is kind of like a water safety 9/11, if you think about it. It's a government-engineered attack on the American people to result in the deaths of innocent Americans, and it's being deliberately engineered by a rogue government that is at war with us. And it's at a time when the water supply in America is more compromised than ever before because, of course, of deteriorating infrastructure. There's lead in water supplies. There's copper. The water systems are vulnerable to acts of terrorism and sabotage. And nuclear fallout is a very real possibility because, of course, our insane State Department is trying to whip up World War III with Russia. And if there's nuclear fallout, you know, you're going to have radioisotope particles in the water supply, folks, such as cesium-137, which is why I ran those tests in the lab. By the way, at no cost to any of those water filter manufacturers. I did it for free. I bought all the filters. Well, except a couple of companies did donate filters for that purpose. But the others I bought. And we released that information publicly because of the war with Russia. Because we want the American people to be prepared. Well, the EPA wants the American people to not be prepared. They actually want the American people to die. Which actually explains the behavior of virtually every federal agency right now. The FDA? Oh, clearly they want you to die. This is why they attacked ivermectin, for God's sake. They don't want you to take something that can save your life. You know, CDC, oh, they want you to die. ATF, they want you to be disarmed and killed by violent criminals. You know, it just goes on and on. USDA, attacking farmers and the food supply. They want you to starve to death. You know, like they're attacking the Amish farmers now. It's insane. Yeah, the EPA wants you to die. Isn't it astonishing that this is the same EPA? I mean, they're banning Big Berkey water filter sales, calling it a pesticide, but they approve pesticides for sale. So you can go to, you know, Home Depot and you can buy pesticides over the counter. Pesticides that are extremely dangerous, by the way, for humans and pets and children and aquatic ecosystems. But the EPA has no problem with those being available, but you're not allowed to buy a water filter now that removes COVID from the water. Think about that. Folks, they're not even hiding their agenda any longer. They just outright want you to die. Which is, you know, why it's critical to get this kind of gear in advance. And hopefully if you're listening to this, you probably already have a Big Berkey, at least one, if not more, and maybe some other water filters as well. But I can guarantee you that after people learn about this, there's going to be a rush on water filters. I mean, that's just absolutely going to happen. And I don't think we can sell Big Berkeys at this point. We can't sell the Aqua Pails either. We don't carry Zero Water. So, I'm not saying this to try to generate sales or anything for us. I think we're dead in the water on this. But thank you for listening today. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also, of course, brighteon.com. Take care.